Okay. Very good morning. Sorry, good evening. To all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is Tuesday, 10th of September, 2019. So tonight we will be having our Tuesday class as usual. But tonight, I think after the meditation, we better straight away go into the retreat reporting by those who went to Rayong. Otherwise, I forgot that we end up not having the time. Then whoever who want to share or report, you can also do it. Okay, we will do it slightly different. So let us now prepare for puja. Compose your mind. Develop the faith, sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. Okay. Namo Bhansi Sajjaya Moni Pho. Namo Bhansi Sajjaya Moni Pho. Namo Bhansi Sajjaya Moni Pho. Namo Quan Si Ing Pusa. Namo Quan Si Ing Pusa. Namo Quan Si Ing Pusa. Namo Ami Tho Pho. Namo Ami Tho Pho. Namo Ami Tho Pho. Namo Mi Lo Pho. Namo Mi Lo Pho. Namo Mi Lo Pho. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Ti Chang Wang Pusa. Namo Ti Chang Wang Pusa. Namo Ti Chang Wang Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuto Bhagawa. Bodhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Suakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipano Bhagavato Sakkasangho Sanghang Namami. Okay, you can be seated. Then turn to page 1 of the chanting book. We will chant from the Vandana onward. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Panatipata Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Adina Dana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Kamesu Micchacara Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Musavada Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. สุราเมรัยมัจจาภะมาดัทธานะเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสมาทิยามินาวิชันตปฏิปะปูจาออฟเฟริงออฟไลท์กันนาสารปฏิเทนะดิเพนะตามาดังสีนะติโลกาติปังสัมบุตังปูจายามิตโมนุดังกันดาสัมบารยุตเณโดเปนะหังสุกังหินาปูจายะปูจานิยังตังปูจาบาจานะโมตมังวันนากันดากุโนเปทังเอตังกุสุมาสันตทินปูจายามิโมนินดาสสิริปาดาสารโรเหปูเจมิปุดังกุสุเมนาเนนาปุณเณนามเตนาเชโหตุโมคังปูปังมิลายติยัตตาอิดังเมกายโอตัตตายติวินาสบาวังอาดิวาเสตุโนบันเทปานิยังปริกาปิตังอนุคัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหาตุมุตมังอาดิวาเสตุโนบันเทปาเลปริกาปิทังอนุคัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหาตุมุตมังอาดิวาเสตุโนบันเทโบจานังปริกาปิทังอนุคัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหาตุมุตมังNow we will chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind, to help arise the needed clarity and understanding of ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water.May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering incense. May my morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One.Who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the dana parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strike on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers.May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana, making of overall aspiration.By the power of these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Saddha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas of power. Then finally is sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception.Especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, Sadhu. Okay, let's pay respect to Pacha. Vedang Pachemi. Dhammang Pachemi. Sanghang Pachemi. You all can be seated. Just relax body and mind. Then we will off the light. And you can have half an hour of silent awareness meditation. Just relax completely body and mind. The more relaxed you are, the better is the meditation. If you are not relaxed, there is tension or tightness within your body and mind. That's why you tend to have a lot of mental hindrance. For those who have already cultivated their spiritual faculty, all this is very easy to understand. You just silence your mind, relax body and mind, then straight away you can get into the meditative state. But if you're still not stable in your spiritual faculties, especially sati, then you need to train your mind. Stabilize it. You need to train, stabilize it, you do it with whatever skillful means that you may have. Whatever that is conducive for you or appropriate for your usage. Whatever method or technique that you are familiar with or object of meditation that can help you anchor your mind, stabilize your sati, you can use it. But the best way is just relax and maintain silent. No need to do anything. Don't even try to know. When you just relax and maintain silent, you will be aware of your thinking, your mental proliferation, sankhara movement activity. But if you continue to relax, do not react to it, do not stir your mind, then all this will settle down. The sankhara activity needs thought energy for it to sustain itself. So when you relax body and mind completely, without any intention to think or create any thought process, then all the sankhara activity due to habitual tendency or your heedless daily life living, they will slow down. Yeah, you can offer here, Yin Chan. Never mind, together with the plastic. Just offer, then we rejoice later. Anyway. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So how's your leg? Recover lah. Oh, good. I was told you got no problem there. Sadhu. Very good. Yeah, sadhu. Afterwards, they say, must get you chance to share. But don't worry, there are two or three before you. So last Sunday, some of them share already. Okay. With that instruction, maybe I will allow you all to meditate. I will set the alarm. Once the 30 minutes is up, it will be triggered off. Then I will ring the bell 3 times. After the bell, you can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Then we continue with our second session. Okay. Okay, you all can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness or mindfulness that you have developed for as long as you can. Huh? Because these are the mind states that you come to formal meditation to develop them, to stabilize them. If you can't develop it even in the formal meditation, then it's near to impossible for you to have them when you are in the midst of life. That's the reason why the daily mindfulness is a very important step to develop. You have to develop this daily mindfulness until it is very stable, until as if your mind has been trained to live life, to interact with life, and to be within life in the meditative state. Whenever you are mindful, heedful, you are in the meditative state. So mindfulness is very important. The moment you are mindful, aware, you are without thought. But to live life, you have to use thought. That's why the daily mindfulness is a very important training. It's a very, very, initially very difficult training. Yeah. You have to integrate the stability of mindfulness into life. Yeah. For you to be able to do that, you must develop the formal meditation until it's very stable, until your mind finally enters sati, realizes sparsity, stabilizes and enters sati. It's only when your mind enters sati, then only there is a possibility of stabilizing that mindfulness. But for mind to enter sati, you need to develop some form of wisdom or understanding, initial wisdom. That's why under the Avijja Sutta, step 2, constantly listening to the Dhamma is very important. You listen, then later on you reflect, contemplate, and you assimilate the understanding in. First, you stabilize what you have heard through reflection, contemplation, and inquiry. Then develop the understanding through the daily mindfulness. You investigate into Dhamma. When the essential Dhamma stand up to investigation, then your faith becomes very strong. Saddha will drive you to cultivate virya. So when your faith is very strong, your mind is very composed, very calm, then when you understand who the Buddha is, how wonderful his teaching is, and after investigation is sent up to investigation, this faith will become unshakable. Then the virya also will become very strong. It will drive you to cultivate. That's why your sati will be developed. And once sati is developed, you need to stabilize it. The stability of sati in the midst of life is the real cultivation. If you cannot develop sati, you have not started the real meditation. Then after sati is been developed, you need to develop clear comprehension, the 4 types of clear comprehension, so that you are properly guided. Otherwise, you can go astray. So this part, hope you all can keep in mind. Then you need to establish a daily religious routine. And with the initial wisdom, at the moment of sense experience, your mind will not stir and react like before, so that you can reverse the heedless habitual thinking. Then when you have more and more understanding, after you straighten your view through the initial wisdom, the first and second turning wisdom, your mind becomes different. You will have more moment of peace, more moment of calmness, stability or mindfulness, space between thought will start to appear. Then most of the time you are just aware with very little thinking. That is the beginning. When you can reach that state, means your sati sampajana is going to arise. So once you can do that, you would have developed very good result. Once sati sampajana is developed, your mind is very sensitive, very mindful, fully aware, heedful, and it understands with the initial wisdom. That's how you can meditate. You can be mindful of your mental intention, your subtle mental intention. Then you are very sensitive when your mind starts to move or stir or react. The mindfulness is so sensitive, you can feel it. That's why you can have the ability to prevent the defilement or the wrong thought from arising through your mindfulness, which is very sensitive. Then when you start to understand what constitutes evil, the evil roots, you can see them. The negative mental intention, you can see them. That's how you start to develop the understanding of the cultivation of the Noble Eightfold Path, cultivating the Four Right Effort to transform yourself. Initially, it's still at the thought level. Then later on, it's at the mindfulness level, the silent mind that can insight into phenomena. Okay, so this is just a brief summary for those who already have developed the meditation, so that you know how to develop it further. Now turn to page 6. We will do the invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teaching of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Now I will chant the Pali. Samanta Chakawalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhammang Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sakamokkadang Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho Vija charana sampanno sugato lokavidu Anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati sati Deva Manusanang Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehipaseko Opanayiko Pachatang Vedita Bo Vinohiti Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakka Sangho Ujjupatipanno Bhagavato Savakka Sangho Nyaya Patipanno Bhagavato Savakka Sangho Samichi Patipanno Bhagavato Savakka Sangho Yatidam Chattari Purisa Yukani Atta Purisa Pugala Esa Bhagavato Savakka Sangho Ahuneyo Pahuneyo Dakeneyo Anjali Karaneyo Anutarang Punyaketang Lokasati Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Pajaya. Bhadang Pujami. Dhammang Pujami. Sanghang Pujami. Okay, so you can be seated. Then we will have the sharing first. For those who went for the 10 days retreat at Ajahn Anand Place, right? Yeah, thank you. I will get them. Look here, over here. This book. Importance of having mindfulness and heedfulness to cope with life problem and suffering. A method of stress release via meditation. This is a talk given by me at HJPA in the year 2013, June. It's a very good talk, very good sharing. I remember at that time, there was a doctor, psychiatrist. I think he's a very experienced psychiatrist. He came for the talk. Then he asked a lot of questions. Those who don't have, you can have them. Chui, yeah. Pass around. Tell me you have. Yun Chan, you have or not? Pass to Yun Chan. Who else? Anybody? What about BC? You have, huh? Yun Chan, she's the girl. Yeah. She texts you from Brickfield. Then after that, she contacted Stephanie, I think. Then she came last Tuesday when you were still in Rayong. Okay. Oh, good. Sadhu, meant to be. So you saw her name, because when they were in Thailand, luckily Yun Chan got the SIM card. That's why everything fall into place. Where is Song? Song still want to meditate. We better get him. He already awake. He aware already, but he wants Yun Chan to start first. Never mind. Let Song do it first. He should be the one. Okay. Fully agreed. Adeline also said. Pass the mic. Pass the mic to him. Yeah. Yeah. The rest of us can listen.
A bit long. You start from 第一天.
Oh, never mind.
最后一天.
最后, you okay. Focus on whatever you think is so, appropriate, relevant, and useful. Sadhu.
我第一天, 睡到半夜三点多我就 wake up 了。 因为很 strong 的那个
energy,
vibrating, 对，我一直在 vibrating。 So 我三点多我就 wake up, 我就没有睡了。
At the heart there.
对，它一直 vibrating, so 我就一直 lying down, then until 六点半我才起来。 So the rest 是四点就起来了。 所以 因为我三点多起来，所以我知道今天的那个 alarm 在响。 然后我隔壁的在 wake up, 我全部我都知道。 我只是在 lying
down。 That's why the awareness, when you lie down, you are very sensitive, you are different. There are a lot of things the awareness can pick up, and you can have the understanding, then you will know. Then sometimes people thought you are sleeping, but actually you are not sleeping. But later on, when you are very skillful, when you can go into your sleeping mode, the awareness, you can hear your own snoring, very loud. Normally, initially one sound, your awareness stabilizes. Then later on, you can go into the sleeping state. The body can sleep and rest. The snoring can go on, but the awareness is inside there. Then the time when they hear your snoring, they thought you sleep. You understand? Means you must be in deep sleep, otherwise why you snore? Then they start to talk outside. You know? We were at this place where it's like a resort area, I remember that time. So we were all cultivated. And like you all, after the class, I don't know whether you all do it nowadays. You know, last time I heard that group, after the class, you go tetarik, you know. And continue the Dhamma discussion, sharing, until 3 a.m., 4 a.m., whatever. Sometimes after that, go bakutai. Then sometimes overnight, one of the house, most of the time is my house. So during this time, when we were traveling, I remember, we were at this place, I forgot where already. They got a place where we supposed to sleep there for 2 or 3 nights, I remember. Then I told them I want to rest. So I went off. Then I rest. Then they heard me snoring. Wow, all of them very happy. Brother Teo sleep already. We can go and talk. They scared to talk in front of me. So they come out and talk. Then after that, the next morning, wake up, having breakfast. Then they feel very funny, you know. How come I know so many things? You know? Then as we have our breakfast, then somebody spoke something. I say, I thought last night you already said that. Then after that, a few of them talk among themselves. Brother Teo didn't sleep. So everybody who commented about me and all those things starts to feel very shy. I say, you don't worry. Whether you speak or you don't speak, if I want to hear, I want to listen, I can listen. But most of the time, I don't listen. Unless there is something interesting with condition. Then after that, even they saw me sleeping, they also dare not say anything. So he will have the ability later on. So when he sleep, you be careful. You don't think song sleep already. So sometimes you don't have the 3 way of good conduct yet. You simply comment on. Okay, continue. Yeah.
然后我六点半起来了以后，我就上去那个观音的 Vihara pay the respect. Then after that 我就在他的前面去 meditate. The moment 我一坐下去的时候，那个 mandate mind 就很 strong，
yeah?
就整个的shoot out，很像那个火山这样，我看到的就这样。然后我就 immediately 的 like 我就很 skillful 的就。 我就是 aware，
relax aware，
我 aware，then 我 be with it，
Yeah, Bill.
Then was stay for a while. Then was relax into it. 的时候，他就停下来。
Very fast. It was slow down and still.
但是他一停下来 ，the next moment 他又再来过。所以又再来过，然后我又很
就 is testing you.
对，两次了，然后第三次又再来，就是一直 non stop. The moment 我一 aware, relax, be with it.Relax into it. So, 他一停 ，the next moment 又来。
Yeah.
到了第三次了以后，我发现到我的 body 有 movement。也就是当这个 Monday night it arise 的时候，我的 shoulder 会跟着 arise。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
也就是过后，这个是我过后的
reflection
的 understanding。我叫我们的 mind 跟我们的 body 是。
Related
的、as long as 你的 Monday night it arise, 你的 body 一定会有 reaction.
It will create stress and tension without you knowing it, unless you are mindful, aware. It will arise. That's why all these movements become impossible when your mindfulness is very stable, when your sensitivity of mind and your wisdom is already there. So all this, you can feel it one, and it's like,Initially, it's like, no point. Yeah, this is stress. Why do you want to arise it? That's why it cannot arise. Then it will, by itself, it will cease, it will cease, it will cease. Then initially, after you become very skillful, the test will come. Even Ajahn Mahabhava, he wrote in his book, he was tested many times.He used Buddha, the Thai tradition, until the mind is so stable, you know, so calm, so fully aware, you know, throughout the day. You know. Then one day, he wrote in his book, this mind become wild. He cannot do anything to it. He lost all the mindfulness, he lost everything. And this Monday mind just do what he like. He cannot do anything.So he tried Buddha many times, not successful. Then finally he go and see Ajahn Mun. Ajahn Mun tell him, don't be deluded by it. That one is Sankara, not you. Let it be. Like the dog. You tie the dog to a pole. Initially what the dog do? He run around, bark here and there. Struggle but cannot break off. Understand? So what we do? He bark and run until tired, no more energy. He will sit down there. Understand? So your Monday mind is the same. The more wild it becomes, it loses its momentum very fast because it's dependent originating, condition arising mind state. It's not intrinsic.Within your true mind. So this one is dependent on originating. The energy is limited. Understand? As long as this movement uses up the energy, it stops. So like that dog. Struggle. Because you have mindfulness, you anchor it to it, but you don't go and fix it. Understand? You just stay with it. Let it do what it like. You got no...craving, no intention to stop it, suppress it, control it, or do anything to it. As long as you don't have any intention to do anything, you will not feed it with any more mental energy. That's how the Sankara will cease. Because it needs energy, thought energy, for it to arise. That's why the third way that the Buddha teach, the five way to overcome unwholesome thought,It's the sati way, the meditative way. Just aware. Don't do anything. Then everything will settle down. And the analogy that the Buddha gave is the pool of water where he asked Ananda to collect the water for him. First two times Ananda went, the water was milky because during the daytime, the bullock cross it, stir the thing, churn the thing. The water is...Milky, not conducive for drinking. Then the third time he went at night, he was surprised. The water was clear because no blockade went over. And because of that, the Buddha taught him the Dhamma. What did you learn? He asked Ananda. He said, your mind is just like the pool of water. When you don't create delusion through thinking to stir your mind, when you don't react to sense experience, you do not churn that mind, the murky water will not surface. What is the murky water? The mental defilement. Do you understand? Your like and dislike, your pleasant and unpleasant sense experience and reaction to sense experience. All this will not arise because you just let it be. Then like a glass of water, even got sediment or what, you allow it to settle, the sediment will settle down. Then the top part is clear. Your mind is exactly before you become enlightened, before you root it out. So all this sediment, they will settle down. The sediment means your defilement, your mental hindrance. You have not rooted them out yet. That's why the Buddha gave the analogy. When there is no condition, you don't stir it, it will appear clear. That's why those who do samatha, concentration, thought-based, one-pointedness, jhana cultivation, or absorption-based cultivation, their mind is like very calm, very still, like no more defilement. But actually, they are all suppressed because of the energy field. The five mental hindrances are all suppressed. The evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion are all suppressed. They cannot surface because of the energy. So it's just like the water clear. But the moment you are not in that concentration state, or when you get old, when you cannot have the constant energy to maintain the type of jhanic experience, the concentration, or over time your jhana will deteriorate, then during that time, especially when you are affected by the First Noble Truth reality, then as your body age, they realize their mind still suffer, their mind still got problem, they cannot do what they used to do. Then they saw this defilement coming out, they will start to see all this stirring of mind, mental hindrance, all those things surfacing again. Then there is this doubt inside and the fear. That's how they will come to know they have not rooted it out. Those are not the real awakening. It's not born of wisdom. It's born of a conditioned state of mind. So because of that, when the Buddha teach Ananda, he said, as long as you don't stir your mind, means your mind will be at peace. There is clarity. You can see things as they are. That's why when you meditate, you need to have samadhi in the midst of life, daily mindfulness. This samadhi is the one that will prevent you from reacting and stirring your mind. Where samadhi is the collected mind, unwavering mind. So at the moment of sense experience, it's collected and unwavering. That's why it does not stir. It does not react to sense experience. So when your mind is in that state, you can see things as they are to develop the wisdom, the pure perception, the direct seeing, the insight into phenomena. All this can arise. Then you develop the wisdom. Then when the mindfulness becomes so stable with the samadhi, then you can see the actual happening of your mundane mind movement, your sankhara activity movement. You can see all the essential dhamma, the dwelling, paticca-samuppada, how you behave and function as a human being, how upon sense door contact, ignorant contact, avijja paccaya sankhara, how it stir your mind to react and think. Then how your views, opinion, condition the input of the content of consciousness. Whether wholesome or unwholesome depend on your understanding, your wisdom. If you don't have yonisomanasikara, you will stir, you will react. That's why you create mental hindrance of like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sense experience. If you do it until it becomes habitual, then this is what the Buddha meant by habitual tendency. Anusaya. They become anusaya. Well, throughout the day, in the midst of life, you stir and react to sense experience, creating the first two mental hindrances of sensual desire and ill will. If you do it so often, it becomes habitual. Habitual means what? No need to think, no. Immediately you react one. It's so habitual, understand? It's like reflex action, mechanical already. If you are mindful, you can see all this. Your habitual tendency is very strongly ingrained in you before you understand the Dhamma. It's only after you understand the Dhamma, you start to see all this, then you start to understand why living being cannot meditate. Why living being cannot develop the understanding. Because they lack mindfulness. They lack the ability to see the sensitivity, the understanding. Then you will also come to realize that this form of mind is not what you think. It's not you. There is no thinker behind the thought. The thought arises through respond to memory. You see them all because you see the formation of thought. You come to know how thought arises. And the thought, initially before the content of consciousness go in, is just the pure consciousness. You can see them like the physics experiment upon contact. The consciousness arises. Then when your mindfulness is very stable, you can be at the moment of seeing. Means the pure seeing, the direct seeing. We call it the pure perception. Yeah. Pure perception means at the moment of sense experience, it's just aware, like the Buddha said. In the seeing, it's just the seeing consciousness. It's just the consciousness arise. There is no one to see as yet. Where the content of consciousness haven't gone in. The egoic mind haven't gone in. There is no concept of I see, I hear, I smell, I taste, I tactile feel or think. No. Then you can be at the moment of feeling. Where upon contact the seven universal arise. Feeling is one of them. Then feeling can stay as pure feeling. It does not stir and become craving because of your initial wisdom or your understanding. That it will prompt you. Thing is just the way it is. Can't be otherwise. If you react and stir your mind, suffering will follow. You cannot get what you want. If you try to seek condition like that, things will be like that. It can't be otherwise. So all this, you will see them in your daily life, in your meditation. Then your wisdom will become different. Then you start to understand. There is no reason to react and stir the mind, to create all this mental hindrance. They will hinder my mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness and inner awareness. That's why I can't meditate. So when you start to understand all this, you will know how to relax and let things be. And then you start to see it happening. We let song continue. After how many times? It can tell you.
那个 body 跟那个 mind arise about 两到三次
okay.
Then 他就 stop 了过后里面就有一个 message 就讲, only wisdom free.
Yeah, only wisdom liberate. Yeah, free. Not the energy field, not the concept. That's why you don't go and focus and concentrate and suppress the thought. Prevent it from becoming like heedless. When the mundane mind is heedless, it will become very wild. It will run off and it will do all the funny things. And the more you want to control it, the worse it becomes. You cannot do it. Mahabhava also cannot do it. That time his Anapanasati was very strong. And his Buddho is even more strong. He don't even have time for Anapanasati. He just Buddho, 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 until very fast. No? That Buddha one is like machine gun. No? Means aware on that word, the Buddha. It's just like the Maya chanting, but the Maya chanting slower. Amitofo, Amitofo, Amitofo. So they chant until the awareness and the chanting become one. That's why that faith drives them until the sati come. So, sada virya leading to sati, the spiritual faculty develop. And when he continues to stabilize the sati, it becomes samadhi. With sati and samadhi, they start to see things as they are. That's how they can understand the Dhamma. That's how they develop wisdom. Then the five spiritual faculty fall into place. That's how the Mahayana chanting develop the practice and the cultivation. So a lot of people who don't understand, they say, the Pure Land chanting, only chant, 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 also can become enlightened. Why not? Because when they chant with understanding, they develop the spiritual faculty, then they are mindful, heedful, in the state of samadhi, in the midst of life. Because they all would develop all this. Because after a while, when they become very stable, the chanting also doesn't come out from the mouth anymore. It will appear in the brain there. It will arise somewhere within your nature. Then the awareness is just with it. No one is chanting. Then they really realize there is nobody inside there. It's just awareness. The rest is all dependent originating, the five aggregate of form and mind, nothing else. Then they see the universal characteristic very clearly. Then they will insight into phenomena and awaken. Then they keep on seeing all this movement, sankhara activity, and the mindfulness is so stable, it can be with the moment. It can be with whatever it wants to be. Then it's like a flow. Mindfulness has become a flow. That's how you develop specific phenomenal awareness. Then you can live life fully aware throughout the day. Then you need to arise, you arise. You need to use thought, you use thought. But inside, the nature is empty, nothing. That's why you have to reach that stability. Then after that, it's like the whole thing become clear, clearly understood. Then whatever the form and mind do with the wisdom connected is no longer deluded. It will understand and it will just echo and flow. It will not do anything. When it echo and flow, everything become beautiful. Everything just slow down. Yeah. And everything just stabilize. Yeah. No agitation, nothing. But initially, as you go through, when you develop the understanding, you continuously see them. But every time you see them, you know what to do. Every time you see them, you know what to do. That's how your mind stabilizes. Your sati stabilizes. Daily mindfulness stabilizes. Then later on, when sati sambhajana become very clear, you will have sense restraint. That is the beginning of enlightenment. Sense restraint means you cannot break your precept anymore. Because your senses also, you can exercise restraint through wisdom and understanding. Means you cannot be drawn by the senses. There is no more delusion. So because of that, the cultivation becomes so different. It transforms itself. So with the sense restraint, that form and mind is capable of arising the three way of right conduct. Right speech, right thought, and right action. Automatic. No need to practice right thought, right speech, right action. Because with the mindfulness and the understanding, you are incapable of evil because the sense restraint is there. Then the three way of right conduct will surface after you cultivate noble eightfold path. In the midst of life, then you will know how to express it, because with wisdom come true virtue. That's why without wisdom, the virtue is not the real one. So when the virtue arises through wisdom and understanding, you become very different. That's why the three way of right conduct will surface. That is step 7 of the Abhijja Sutta. So when you are step 6 and 7, which means you already awakened at least a sotapan. If you have the past cultivation to support you, you can become an Sakadagami also. Then if you want to go further and become Anagami or Arahant, you have to cultivate the four foundations of mindfulness. The four foundations of mindfulness go beyond contemplative wisdom, go beyond the first and second turning wisdom. This Satipatthana, the four foundations, if you read the opening statement, it always stated, after overcoming covetousness and grief, then only you cultivate mindfulness of kaya, mindfulness of feeling, mindfulness of citta, and mindfulness of dhamma. Why did the Buddha put that? Because steps 6 and 7 will allow you to overcome covetousness and grief. Without steps 6 and 7, covetousness and grief will still be there. So when you have sense restraint, means you already have the stability of precept. You cannot break your precept anymore. Then the three way of right conduct can only come after you have cultivated the right view leading to right thought, right speech and right action. Then you can express them. Then for you to have that type of mind, you must have the initial wisdom. Otherwise you cannot have sense restraint. You cannot have daily mindfulness. Okay, may you continue?
After 那个 message 出来了, 我就 stop 了 meditations, 我就 下山, 然后过后我 contemplate, 我觉得这个是 观音的一个 guidance 跟一个 test, 然后过后当我进到了那个 下面的那个 shrine hall, 我就在那边 meditate, 那个 mind 非常的 stable 跟 silence, 然后我就想要去 contemplate, 我就在想我要 contemplate 什么 subject, 然后我讲 form and mind, but like form and mind like 很太 basic 了。 Suddenly 我一个 thought 就 arise, 因为我以前每次我觉得 Mahayana 一直在讲每个人都可以成佛, 但我每次看外面这样多 deluded 的人怎样去成佛, 然后我就坐在那边, 就去我就 throw 了这个 question,
Throw it out.
Yeah, 我就 throw it out.
As an inquiry,
After that, 我忽然间, 我整个人就明白了起来。 But 那个明白是, 没有 words 的, 现在, I try to describe.
You have to maybe, use word to express it.
Maybe
no problem.
因为, 因为这个人间是一个很 special 的一个
human rhyme.
Human rhymes. 是因为我们能够借用这个 body. Body 是一个工具.
Yeah.
你能够借用这个 body 去 connect to 你的 nature. Provided 你有去 cultivate. Then 当你有 understanding, 你有去 cultivate 的时候, 你又 able to 明心见性的时候, 你能够去 perfect 你的那个 paramita, 对 perfection, 然后让你自己的那个 nature oneness and 大圆满, 成为了一个佛性, 我当时我就觉得我就明白了, no wonder 我们每一个 form and mind 你都有这个 ability 成佛,
provided
你有 understanding 跟能够明心见性,
That should be the way. The other thing that help you is also the five aggregate of form and mind that I have been sharing for so long. Because, do you remember what I shared? I better use the whiteboard. Okay, I will draw for you the five aggregate of form and mind. So this is your physical body. This is the consciousness trapped inside. So this one is the five aggregate. Five aggregate of form and mind. They call it the human being. This is the first aspect. And this one, as we have gone through, consists of two parts. The physical body. Physical body. And the mind. And this mind, the Buddha has subdivided into four more aggregates. So with the physical body, the form aggregate, when you add together, they become the five aggregate of form and mind. So 4 plus 1 become 5. So this is what the human being is all about. But this one, like the Buddha's explanation, this one is not you. This one is dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomena, not a permanent unchanging entity. But you need this one to come to this world. That's why you need to take birth. You understand? So this five aggregate of form and mind is just a vehicle and a tool for you to come to this world. Okay. Vehicle and tool. So it's actually the karmically conditioned. Condition. Vehicle and tool for you to come to this existential world. So this part is easy to understand. Because it's a vehicle and tool for you to come, so you make use of it to live life, to experience life, to cultivate, and to do whatever you want to do. For Bodhisattva is to fulfill your vows and all those things and continue with your perfection. But this one is not you. But you need this to come. So that's how we have this living being. In our case, it is a human being. Okay? If you are born in the other realm of existence, then you could be an animal, devas, or Brahma, or whatever. Yeah. But our case, in the human realm, we are the human being. This vehicle and tool, the karmically conditioned vehicle and tool, is very important. Because without this, you cannot connect to your nature. Do you understand? Your true nature is within the form and mind. It's actually at the heart there. Yeah. When you know how to meditate, when you know how to develop the stability of mindfulness, when you completely silence your mind, stay there. If you are completely silent without thought, then you can activate that nature. But that nature is without thought. The moment you activate it, you connect, you can realize your true mind. The silent mind, the meditative mind, or they call it your true nature. Once you connect to that, you can cultivate the higher path. That's why the Bodhisattva way starts from there. The gateway to your nature. But sainthood way, you don't have to go to that. You don't have to detect that nature. For the sainthood way, you only develop all the wisdom needed. But if you want to go the Bodhisattva way to become Sammasambuddha, you have to locate the nature with it. So this form and mind, like Song came to understand, it has this gateway. You have to meditate, connect, then only you inherit the spiritual nature. Then you will realize your true nature, Ming Xing Jian Xing. That is the Mandarin word. How many of you don't know Mandarin? Oh, PG don't know. Oh, you also don't know. Ming Xing means that clear mind, the bright mind, and Xing is mind. Okay? That one with the wisdom, Jian Xing. Jian Xing means you see or realize your own nature, your true nature. So the five stages of Bodhi mind development for you to complete the Bodhisattva way cultivation to become Sammāsambuddha. The third stage, Bodhi mind that realize your true nature. And that is the one. That's why when you reach that third stage of Bodhi mind development, you will not regress anymore. Because by the time you can reach there, your wisdom is already very stable. You would have at least penetrated the Hui Ning's first and second hallmark. At least. Yeah. First hallmark is no thought. You realize no thought. Then only you can realize your silent mind, your true mind. Then when you can detect your nature, you can realize the wisdom to develop the understanding of no mark. No mark of a self-cultivating, no mark of living being, no mark of Dhamma, no mark of life, everything. Like what the Heart Sutta say. So this is the very important understanding. That's why with this understanding, the contemplative wisdom that he want to understand, he can understand. Initially the thought tell him, there are so many deluded beings, how can they all become Buddha? To become Buddha, it doesn't matter whether you are literate, illiterate or deluded. To become Buddha, you must have the faith, the sincerity, the perseverance, the vow. Then you just do it. Then when you can understand all this, when you can connect, then the moment you connect, that wisdom will take you along the Bodhisattva way and you will move at a very different speed of cultivation and your progress is different, very extraordinary. Then when you can reach that type of cultivation, which is the six patriarch, the three special hallmark of six patriarch, you not only realize no thought, no mark, your mind can also be in the state of no dwelling. Means the mundane mind collapse, your whole nature shine forth. And you are throughout the day ever mindful, clearly aware. Will that nature shine forth without the mundane mind, without, just like the sun without the cloud, without anything to obscure it, the ray just shine forth. Yeah. And that is precisely what the Diamond Sutta teaching is all about. Jing Kang Jing. So this Diamond Sutta teaching is also very profound. It also covers these three hallmarks of Hui Ning. That's why when you have that understanding, then the Diamond Sutta four stanza, the wisdom stanza will arise and you will understand. In Mandarin is very beautiful. Each year you wei fa, zu meng huan pao yin, zu lu yi lu dian, ying zuo lu su guan. Then you will understand. Everything is conditioned Dhamma, you wei fa. Then all this conditioned Dhamma, they are like zu meng is dreamlike, huan is illusion, pao is bubble, yin is your shadow. How real are they? Your dream, how real are they? It's the subconscious release, the dream state. They are all not real. As real as it can be, it arises and it passes away. Huan is illusion. Like the Buddha said, our consciousness, the fourth aggregate of mind, Vijnana, is the greatest magician. You know what is a magician, isn't it? Create magic for you to see. So the English equivalent word is what? Illusionist. You understand? Illusionist is a magician who creates illusion for you to see. That's why all these are mind-made. Sankara activity, illusion. They come and they go. No reality. The whole world, existence, is a world of a phenomenal world of consciousness, nothing more. And how real is consciousness? Just an image, mental image. So this conditioned Dhamma has got no reality. It's dreamlike and illusion. Then it's like a bubble. Pop, gone. Pop, gone. Then like your shadow follow you everywhere, like very real. But the moment you attach, cling, grasp to delusion, self-delusion, then suffering arises. You are caught. So you will understand them very clearly. And they are just like a lightning flash, or a morning dew and a lightning flash. How stable are they? Morning dew. The moment the sun rises, the dew evaporates, gone. That one is for phenomena that lasts a little bit longer. But lightning flash, do you know how fast it is or not? We already went through it. Moment to moment, life passes by. That is the only reality and the highest in life. But how stable is the present moment? The moment I talk about it, is dead and gone. That's why it's like a lightning flash. Moment to moment, just pass by like that. How can it be real? That's why empty nature or existence. The only reality is just the present moment, which is so unstable. Split second is dead and gone, like the lightning flash. That's why the Diamond Sutra teaching is very powerful. So when your nature realizes all this, it will awaken. It will understand. Okay? So this part is how he developed the understanding. And you all should understand all this. Where the gateway is inside your heart area, slightly towards the left. But different people are different. Because this location can move. When you cultivate, it can move. Then as you connect, as you realize that nature, that gateway, you must relax into it, silent everything, don't do anything. Then that nature will do itself. When the nature do itself, that is what the last support is, trust. You trust the nature to do the meditation. You don't go and interfere with the thought. You don't go and even ask any question. Well, this one, the nature is already intelligent. You will know what to do. So the moment you go through the gateway, all your yin and yang energy will melt in. When you are in that meditative state, you will know, you will see it. Then how it go in and activate and develop all the movement, the meditative movement, and transform your consciousness internally. Of course, people talk about chakra and nadi, other things. But you will know what that thing is. It will move, it will activate. Then whichever nadi or whatever nerve center that need to be activated, he used the word vibrate. But that one is his way of describing it. It's actually a very strong thing that your nature detect and it draw. It draw. Yeah. So initially it's like very strong. Then sometimes it's too strong for you because initially you have not stabilized your nature. So this one sometimes, I remember in the early days, sometimes it's too strong because the nature's energy, the great being's energy, they are very strong. So when they come in, I need to relax more and more to enable this nature to slowly assimilate and draw them. Then later on, when this one develop and become more and more strong, then one day you will know, no more problem. No matter what, you just go in. Yeah. Then you will know what to do. That inside, he'll transform. Front and back, all transform. When I say transform, you cannot understand unless you are in that state. Then your vibration, everything, the wisdom, energy, all starts to transform. That's why it transforms until the mundane mind becomes too gross. It cannot stand up to that type of fine wisdom vibration. Then it starts to develop the process of collapsing. Then it will finally collapse. Like a layer of mundane mind consciousness, the whole thing just drop off. Then when it drop off, like the whole brain here, clear. Everything is clear, like the cloud, everything disperses. Yeah. Then that former mind, that nature, when it shines forth, you will be very amazed. Things that you never see before, you start to see. And the world is still the same. Nothing has changed, but your seeing has changed. your nature, when it shines forth, it has the ability to see all this. Mm-hmm. So all this will happen when you move on the correct path and when you develop the cultivation appropriately. Okay? So this is the part I just want to maybe emphasize a bit, because some of you are already ready to receive all this type of understanding. Okay? Yeah, continue. So.
我每一天下午一点会去那个观音的 Vihara， 然后我会唱三次的心经啊 ，Great Compassion， 三次的 Hasutta， then Om Mani Padme Hum， then after that 做这个啊 Bodhisattva Vow。所以 initially 是我一个人在做两天，然后过后秦浩 join in， 然后过后阿玛苏瑞又 join in， 然后最后。两天连阿威森也来 join in，
所以、
so、我们做一个这整个的 process 要40 minutes、要40 minutes
yeah it's very good
yeah、
because so, that one will develop the vibration the faith the understanding、then I remember Adeline say this time the chanting of the Heart Sutta is so different every word is so clear、means the Dhamma really become very clear. It's no more just chanting for chanting signal. Guan Zi Zai Pu Sa. Very clear. Zao Jian Wu Yin Jie Kong, everything. Where is Adeline? After she can confirm. Yeah, she reported Sunday. Yeah, continue.
然后到了第四天，我早上七点半，我在那个下面的那个达玛 hall， 我坐在椅子上 relax 哈、因为等 chanting， then after that 就可以吃饭。Then during the 第四天过后，我开始一坐下去，我发现到vibrating 整个那个，一直 vibrating。你不用出力也什么，也不用 relax， 什么都不用，就是一个 awareness 了，就是it's vibrating then the next day， 它又变成比较 subtle 了，它只是 left right 这样子的在摇摆，然后到了第三天，它只是在跳动。就在这里这样跳、就坐住罢了。
Yeah, it will become more and more quiet.
More and more quiet.
Because as you settle down, this time it take about 3 or 4 days. Later on, no need. The moment you go within that day itself, you will settle down. Because the last time when he connect there, I think it was towards the end. The first.Time you connect that time, you remember a few years ago, towards the later part.
很像在第四五天就
Yeah, you connect. That time is the beginning because that time, that one is not really stable yet. It just connect. But then because of that, because you have this affinity, Kuan Yin and Putien, then when the vibration, the chanting come out,It goes into your nature. It helps you because of your past. Then the condition fall into place and you manage to connect. So after you connect, what happens is you have to slowly understand all this. So luckily, you brought along my Heart Sutta book, the appendix, that chapter you like to read on Krishnamurti code and all those things. Every day at night after that,He read that appendix. The moment he read that time, he was so surprised he can understand. Before that, he read 5-6 times, he cannot understand. That is because this understanding of Dhamma come from the silent mind. Before you connect, you can never understand. That's how it happened. Then when it happened, over the years, it has stabilized.But he was caught for a period, I think about 2 years or what, where the thought keep on questioning. Then I keep on advising him, forget about the thought. just relax, silent, aware, and let it happen. To then develop the contemplative wisdom, the understanding. Keep on reflecting, inquiring, until the Dhamma become very, very clear. Then develop the daily mindfulness. And that is what he did. And he did a lot of contemplation. But more important is now, you have to learn to relax deep into it. The relaxed stage is very, very deep. Not what normal people think. When you think you already relax, you are actually not relaxed at all. Because you are not sensitive, your mindfulness is not stable. The sensitivity of mind, the wisdom, the understanding is not stable. That's why you cannot feel him. But when you have that understanding, the sensitivity and stability of mindfulness, the way you relax is totally different. Do you all remember I always say, it's as if you are dead. You know what is a dead man or a dead woman? You cannot do anything. Itchy also cannot scratch. You understand? Anything that your tactile consciousness want you to do, you are supposed to be dead. You're not supposed to do. You have to relax until that stage. Means, whatever sankhara arise, want you to do something, not only ask you to attend to things, your whole physical form and mind, the contact part, then sometimes there is itchiness, sometimes there is numbness or whatever. But numbness later on no more already, because you know how to relax into it. So it's mainly itchiness. Then sometimes certain thing will happen. It will condition you. Then you tend to like want to scratch certain area. So you realize that your hand movement is conditioned by that thing. Then most people, when their hand move, they are not aware at all. That's why they are heedless. It's that conditioning that make them do all those things, but they cannot see. But when you have that understanding and you continue to relax and assume you are dead, then you will have the understanding. I am dead. I'm not supposed to do anything. Then you go through the itchiness. You go through all this sense contact that create the movement. You will understand what patient endurance is. How itchy also cannot scratch. How whatever want to make you more comfortable also you cannot do. It's like you are dead. The thought also cannot arise. Everything also cannot arise. You relax. Then later on, your contemplative wisdom will arise. You will understand, finally. Think also like that. Don't think also like that. Everything is not what you think. He know you. He know me. You can just tell yourself, even now I die, the form and mind cease. No problem. You will not even have a thought and say, cannot lah, a lot of things not done yet. No, will not return my children, how my wife, how my property, how my whatever that you think you own. You will not have the slightest thought because you know no reality. Whether you exist or you don't exist, no different. You are not real. Then whether you think or you don't think, also no different. The only difference is you set the condition, understand? But you will come to know. No different. And then that time, their form and mind will go into cessation. Because when you don't even hold on to anything and you can just even allow death to happen, that is when the cessation will come. I remember that it just went in. Then after it went in, it continued to cease for a long period of time. So it keep on coming, that cessation is for you to see, for you to understand. Then you will go through that cessation, the nibbana experience, but it's not experience. It's the unconditioned. Then you will start to understand who are you, what are you. How when the consciousness completely sees, the mundane mind completely sees, even the pure awareness also sees nothing. But you are not dead. Then later on when the condition arises, the consciousness will come back. And when the consciousness come back, you will see the beginning of creation. how you animate as a human being, how everything started, then how it activate your brain, then how sense data come in, create contact, create the sankhara activity movement. Initially, it's like slow motion for you to see, to understand, where you like start anew, like a newborn baby, like a child. But the only difference is your form and mind is more developed than a baby, much more developed. And then you start to understand everything. That's how you will know who are you, what are you. You will understand the Buddha's teaching very clearly. The non-self nature, impermanent nature, dependent originating, condition arising, cause of. Then the dwelling, paticca-samuppada, all become very clear. Even the sense data, before they come in, you can see them, the mindfulness. It's like slow motion for you to see. I remember Cameron Highland, I come down. I was sitting in front of the bus, then I saw this sense data coming in. Then I knew it's going to start to operate again, like before. Then I saw all the essential Dhamma, the link, everything. That's how I can develop the understanding of all this. Otherwise, I cannot. Not easy. So remember to relax deep into it. Then whatever happens, the nature will become different. It continuously evolves. It will become different. Then sometimes it will be so intense until there is this like joy or bliss or what. You just let it be. The more it happens, relax into it. The key is relax. If you cannot relax, it cannot go deep. You have to relax. Then that nature can draw. Then later on, as you develop, your nature will manifest. And cultivators who are below you will draw from your nature. But when they draw from your nature, you don't panic, you know. It's not they take from you, because they are cultivator. So if they have the condition to draw, they will draw. It's like our physics. You know what is physics or not? Water level. It flow from what to what? High pressure to low pressure area there. So they are cultivator. You are like evolved already. You are like high pressure, they low pressure, they draw from you, understand not? But your this reservoir cannot be empty, understand not? It's like law of karma. The more they draw, the stronger your nature become. That's why it's completely opposite. So a lot of people starts to develop the selfish tunnel. Hey, I don't want to go near them, they are all deluded people, they draw from me, after negative energy come on. You don't have to worry about those things. That is what your thought tell you. Your nature is different. If they are not heedful, not mindful, they don't even have a cup to draw, understand, or to collect. So what they do? They use their hand. How much can they hold on their hand? We have got hole, slip through and all those things. Can't. You have to have some form of cultivation to receive all this. That's why it depends on your cultivation. If you have not cultivated, you completely not capable. You are not sensitive at all. Your heart area is completely not sensitive at all. But those who can detect people's vibration and energy, even nature's energy or the stupa energy or what, means your heart starts to open up already, activated already. But that is just the beginning, understand? So if every time you pay respect to Triple Gem with the faith, there is a type of energy that will go to your heart, because you fold your palm, understand? And when you fold your palm, there is an energy from here go to your heart, where you always in front, understand? Then when you rejoice, sadhu or whatever, your heart there actually activated. So I remember initially it was from here. During the early 80s when I started, because I have faith, then I did a lot of respect. Every time I go temple, first thing I go is enter the vihara, brickfield. I pay my respect. Then after that, if I can have the time, I will meditate for a while. Then I will come out. Then before I leave, I will pay respect. I come home, I will pay respect. Before I go to sleep, I will pay respect. Early morning, I wake up, I will pay respect. Then later on, when I met Master Xuan Hua, I took refuge, I did the bowing, non-stop. So all this is going to charge you up. Your heart will start to activate. Then I realize it becomes sensitive. Then I can detect energy. I can detect many things. But it is still not that real thing until my daily mindfulness come. Not until my daily mindfulness come, it can't. Well, I return my awareness to my heart until the heart, it's like it become aware by itself. Because the awareness energy went in together with some wisdom energy. Then it at the heart there, I remember during the 87 or what, 87, 88 here. The heart here, aware by itself. Then I start to understand, if you take care of mind take care of you. That is the meaning. Then it start to be aware by itself. Throughout the day, the awareness is aware. Like that. Without me doing anything, because I return the awareness here. Then at one stage, it's too strong, until I have to slow down. Then that time later on, I met my last teacher. He was the one that actually speed up my cultivation because of my condition and my vow. He came, I don't know him, from New Zealand and all those things. Then through Singapore contact, or somehow he came. Then when he met me for the first time, he asked me 3 questions. I still remember. The first thing is, he held my hand. I cut the story short. You want to know more, you can listen early on. When I met him at Genting Highland, he held my hand. He can feel my vibration. He know I have sati. I have mindfulness very strong. Then straight away he tell me, he said, whatever you heard, forget about it. Then I was full of joy. Because what they told me after visiting him from Singapore, they always talk about energy, that he is very powerful, he's got a lot of this type of energy, he's very strong. But they also can feel energy. But I don't like energy. I don't like all this type of psychic thing. Then when he said, forget about all those things, there was joy. Then he asked me the second question. He said, I teach 4 things. He said, relax, aware, 24-hour trust. Then I look at him. I said, very good. The first 3 I already done. He said, yes, I know. And you know the third question, what did he ask me? Where do I return my awareness? I point to the center of the heart. He straight away tell me wrong. Straight away tell me wrong. Then he showed me where it is. He says slightly towards the left. Then the faith was very strong. Well, I can feel him. He is very extraordinary. Then after that, he said, do you trust me? I said, yes, 100%. Then before he continued, I said, let's go for dinner. That time was 8:30 at night. Then we went for dinner. We come back at about nearly 10 o'clock. Then straight away, he asked me again, do you trust me? I said, yes. Are you ready? Yes. Sit down. Just like that. Sit down. Then, of course, he said, relax. I already know how to relax. Then, aware, I also know. Maintain 24 hours, I also know. Then, you know what he did or not? His hand was about 2 inches away from my heart on the left-hand side. The moment I relax, silent, maintain awareness, I can feel that type of energy coming in, very fine, very fine, but very soothing, very pure. Then it activated that gateway. You know. Straight away after that, I went into stillness. You know. The body and mind completely still. Completely no thought. Then all my yin yang energy melt inside there. After that, I don't need him. I know what to do. Early on, you remember when I told you I was meditating, return my awareness to the heart until it's like too strong. I cannot take it. I had to slow down because I got no release. Do you understand? The energy got no release valve. You know what is release valve or not? When everything bottled up, nowhere to go, it can explode or no. That's why the heart there, I return my pure awareness and my whatever understanding to that place until it become too strong. Then I have to slow down, otherwise it will ache also pain. That's why I slow down until I met him. Wow, the moment I met him, it's like discharge. The yin and yang energy that I have developed through my daily mindfulness cultivation melt inside. Melt inside. And become pure energy, you know. Then it just activate by itself. Then I become very still, completely still for the next 2-3 hours. By the time I come out, he smiled, he looked at me, say, how is it? I say, beautiful. Thank you so much. Then after that, I came now. Then after that, I don't need him. I did my own meditation. Then, not long after that, my whole form and mind transform until the vibration becomes so still. You know, a car, when you tune it until perfect, the engine like no sound. You can understand? The car tune until the engine like no sound. Like the hybrid car now. No engine part on. The motor only. The motor is so small. No sound at all. You don't even know that your car is running. Then my body and mind, there is a type of pure energy. I remember my whole body got a type of, I don't know what, very fine and smooth type of feeling. Like your lady go for facial, I don't know what. Then that one is even more, I also don't know how to describe. Until my body was so different. No? Then it was like the car perfectly tuned. Until I can feel my body was like in perfect health. No? Perfect health. No? That time, whatever sinus or whatever that I have last time, all clear. Then all my body like recover. That is in perfect health. It's like the car perfectly tuned. And not long after that, I think within 9 months, my Monday mind collapsed. That's why that type of meditation is the higher meditation which people don't do. But you have the condition, you can develop the understanding, then it's not difficult, can be done. I only need him to show me where that gateway is. After that, I don't need him. That's why after that, that thing, the movement become very different. That is the release valve. Understand? So this release valve is like whatever energy that you have developed through your external cultivation, even daily mindfulness or what, even when your movement, like you do qigong or whatever, you can store your energy at Tan Tian or something. But this energy, you don't know how to use it, is of not much value. For qigong, Tan Tian, maybe for health reason and all those things, then they activate what they call the what you call already, the chakra down here at the Tan Tian one. No, there's a name. Kundalini, the Kundalini energy. The Kundalini energy. It will release. But don't do that. Because that one is external. Tempering. The one that is the real one is through the gateway. Then that one, when it go in, your whole energy yin yang become balanced still. There is no like plus or minus. No, everything become pure energy as it go in, transform into pure wisdom energy. Then the whole thing become very still, very still, very different. So that is the one that you will experience later on when you go the higher path, the Bodhisattva way, when you connect to your gateway. But for ordinary sainthood way until arahantship, you don't need to go there. You don't need to do that one. The normal cultivation can bring forth the thing. Yeah. For me, it's because of my past. Yeah. Then they're supposed to meet up with me. Yeah. The condition happened. Actually, no way for me to meet him. I don't know him. And he is in such a remote place. New Zealand. Yeah. New Zealand. Mm. But he passed away already a few years back. Mm. Okay, you continue. So, yeah. So relax. Assume you are dead. Until very deep. Never mind. Continue.
没有，因为很多东西发生在那个观音的。哦，OK。
Never mind. You describe it. So today we only finish off with him. Yun Chan next Tuesday.
Maybe just share
yeah.
I don't 我觉得很奇怪哦。 我不懂是一个什么 就是 because at first 我 announce 我讲我一点上去 chant 心经。 Then third day 金浩跑上来， 因为我没有给人家知道， then 他跑上来， 他 straight away 坐在那个观音前面， 就看那个 e-book。 我就以为， 哦， 他 maybe 他做一些补价。 Then 我就 lie down at the side until 1:30， 他还在那边看。 Then 我想， then suddenly 我的喉咙开始痒了， 然后我就 coughing。 又来第二次， 我讲， 诶， what happened？ 然后， 因为我 announce， 哦， 1点， 现在1:30了， 他就会痒。 然后我就跑去看金浩做什么， it seemed like 是苏大， 我讲， 哇， 他要看到几点， 已经 45 minutes 了， 还在那边看。 然后我就跟他讲说， 我要 chant 心经， then after 他 10 minutes 完了， 我就快点去 chant。 Then after that， 帕玛苏瑞 来， 他讲换去2点， then 我又 announce， 我讲， OK， 2点。 Then 他又迟到 the next day， 我又来到在等他们， 2点半， 又是等到2点半， 我的喉咙又在痒， 我又 coughing， 我讲哇到底要不要来的， 两次 coughing， 一直 cough， 一直 cough， 我讲要不要来， 我要不要等呢， 但是爸爸说他会来， 但是我这里又一直 coughing， 我讲， 是不是， I don't know 是 because condition 还是什么， 我第一次这样子，
yeah.
就 exit 了半个小时就， 哇， 哦， and then 有几次我念了心经出来， 那个天空 它飘下那个 rain，
yeah, yeah.
So fine,
yeah, yeah.
So soft,
yeah, like dew, like dew, like that.
对，你如果没有mindfulness， 你就不可以去 feel 到，
yeah, yeah.
它一动到你就不见， yeah, 你一动到你， yeah, yeah. 我就看那个天空，
it's like dew.
对，我讲， 诶，
雾，
啊， raining season 这么下降的，
yeah, yeah, yeah.
它 one drop 的 water 都很重了， yeah, yeah. 它就这样飘下来，
yeah, yeah,
慢慢 touch 你，
yeah, yeah.
Is it maybe 这就是甘露？ 有几次， 好就这样子， after 我 chant 了心经出来走的时候，他就这样。 Then 最后一天， 我们要 chant， 最后那两天， 哇， 天空很暗了。 所以最后一天， 我们要 chant 的时候， 我拿起那个经， 我讲， 哈， 这样暗啊， 哪里看得到？ 然后， 然后我就开始念， 当我一念， 南无大悲观世音菩萨的时候， 他的那个， 观世音菩萨上面有那个玻璃的窗，
yeah, yeah.
就suddenly很像开灯，
bright,
就bright了， 连那个 bright 就是 good enough for me to
read，
to read 哦， 我就看一下， 我讲， 哈？ 那很像很奇怪哦。 Then, but the moment 我一转， on the last day 的时候， 我的每一个 words 是很 firm，
yeah,
很 stable，
yeah,
很有 fit， 很有力的。
yeah, yeah,
我觉得， 诶， 怎么我 before that 我每一天 chant 有时我的那个满碟面还会 chatting
yeah,
我 aware
yeah,
里面还有 chatting but that day 完全没有的 yeah, 每一个 word 出来是很有力的
right,、yeah.
又很 firm 的、
yeah.
我就唱完了大悲咒唱完了心经 Om Mani Padme Hum 然后我们在做那个、Bodhisattva Wolf 的时候、
Sadhu,
也是很 firm、每一个字就念、
yeah.
一直念、
yeah.
然后我们四个人然后我觉得好像我们都在 make the affinity make the wow 这样子 so 当我念完
when your spiritual faculty become unshakable very strong then what you describe can happen everything like very firm very clear the mind is very stable、and this is how you will go into the nature's law understand then you willactually be able to enable your whatever vow or adhipana to become very strong. That's why you need faith. You need very strong spiritual faculty until unshakable. And then the mind is very different. What you describe on the last day can happen. Last time I remember when I make my vow during the early day, I am very determined, very strong the mind.And every word is so clear, so beautiful. And I really adhitanan. I invoke power of merits, power of wisdom, blessing or whatever, for causes and conditions. Continue.
So after 念完了，我就出来，去 on the way 去那个厕所。我从厕所出来，因为我们在山上，我就看外面。我可以看到我这里突然就很像开了一个洞这样子。
哇塞，对吧？
然后里面是很亮的。
呀呀呀！
我的眼睛是看外面。
呀呀！
我的 inner 就很像。
呀呀，看这边。
啊，就这样子。
啥都。
我就这样子看。Then at night 的时候，Ajahn Anand 就 meet 我们 ，because it's the last day， 他有个 Q&A。然后我就坐在中间。我没有听他的 Q&A， 我就看出那个观音，
yeah, yeah.
因为晚上那么的庄严，
yeah, yeah.
因为他开了 spotlight，
yeah, yeah.
他开的那个灯真的是很庄严。就 that last night， 我就看中那观音的时候，他就是因为那观音在上面这样，就
像
他在看
住 你，
然后我又在看住他。Suddenly， 我很 deep 的那个 gratitude arise， 然后我就整个想到我说，我就感谢他的 nature， 我说这个 form and mind 跟这个Nature 能够 cultivate 走到今天真的是不容易
yeah,、
really、如果是没有他的 blessing
yeah,
跟他的这个 protection、
guidance,
真的是不容易能够走到今天、但我就整个人就很 deep 的那个 gratitude 很深的那个 faith rise、我整个人一直 vibrating、我就一直看着他我整个人但是我没有听他们的 Q&A、我就一直在 vibrating 很像在跟他有You cannot describe in words. 你们可以讲那个是一个很 strong 的 faith, or 那个是一个connections, or 那个是一个
No, your nature responded. Then it will surface. Then it will help you activate your nature. You understand? Whatever gratitude that you experience, deep and strong, because Kuan Yin and you know it's very difficult to even.Develop the understanding of what you have now without their blessing, protection, and guidance. That's why I purposely incorporate into the vow for you all to invoke power of merits for causes and conditions to have affinity or this gripping for them to guide you, protect you, and do whatever blessing that is available for your nature.To walk this path successfully. That's how without all this condition and the understanding of the essential Dhamma, you cannot move and you are too slow. But this case, because of the affinity, because the path, you all have strong affinity, Kuan Yin. And for your nature, you have strong affinity, Pusian also. That's why because of that, all this will connect. When you areThere with the right condition, then it will manifest. Then when it manifests, you will feel it very strongly inside you. Actually, all these are the spiritual trips, beauty. When you go for a spiritual trip, time to go, time to be there, it will be there. then the condition will arise that all this can happen. Then when you come back, you will stabilize all this without you knowing it. So initially it's like when you are there, you are not tired. But the moment you go on the plane, you reach home, you tired like anything. Sometimes you can sleep for the whole day. And that sleep is a very good sleep because it's recuperating and drawing. Because you need to stabilize all this nature's energy that you have drawn. Then all your expression of gratitude or whatever, it's only when your faith, your gratitude, all these are very strong, then it can actually create the condition for you to open up your nature to draw. Then all this can happen. That's why your chanting all will become very different. Your cultivation become very different. So all this can happen. Sadhu. Very good.
Then after that, Ajahn Anand 就叫我们 meditate. That time's 8:45, 他讲叫我们 meditate 到 10 o'clock. 我就坐在那边 after 3 minutes, 我就打不了打鼾了。我就 lie down. The moment 我一 lie down, 我的整个的 form
Become very different. Become very different.
根本是很像没有 form 的。所以我就 aware 到那个呼吸。但那个呼吸也很慢很长慢慢的 然后我就进入了 stillness
沙丢
所以等我醒来的时候是 9:15
就
about 25 minutes
but so, 25 minutes in that stillness without thought under a free mind condition is like very long even though it's 25 minutes because that state people cannot even get it for 1 second. Do you understand? The pure state of mind which is without thought. And you know what is pure state of mind or not? Without thought means without evil root. The pure mind. Only cultivator can stay there for 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Completely without thought. Not in concentration though. Like I explained to Ding Bi during the Thursday class last week, last Thursday. Compared to those go into jhana, they describe the jhanic factor. You know what are the 5 jhanic factors? For you to go into first jhana, vitaka, vichara, apply thought, sustain thought. Then after that, piti, sukang, ekagata. These 5 things. Ekagata is one pointedness. They have to do all this now to go into first jhana. Then they relinquish vitaka vichara, stay with piti, second jhana. Then relinquish piti, stay with sukhang, third jhana. Then after that, stay in one pointedness, ekagata, fourth jhana. Do you know when we go into this silent mind meditation, we straight away go to the state of no thought? No need to apply thought, sustain thought, no energy, nothing. Away. Straight away, you are in the state of sati, without thought. You reach the state of no thought. Then, of course, you will experience piti. You will even experience sukhang, you go through. Yeah. But that stillness, the silence, leading to samadhi and paucity, it's very, very difficult to realize. The state of no thought, people cannot even have even a glimpse of it. You go and try. If you are not in a conditioned state, your thought is active. You can't even stop for 1 second. You can't even realize a moment of peace. That's why peace is very difficult to come by. And they want to try to meditate, to calm themselves down, also so difficult. They need to focus, concentrate, suppress the thinking and all those things. Use method, technique to anchor the mind, to actually kill the mind into one-pointedness. Because they don't want it to wander off, become heedless, lost in thought. So they have to focus, they have to concentrate, they have to do something. Then for those who use it to train, mindfulness is not so bad. means the object of meditation, you develop awareness over it. That one not so bad. Like he said, he lie down, after that, the breath like become very fine, very subtle, but it's long breath. Long breath. That one is very calm. That one will experience piti and sukang. Then later on, this one will transform until completely no more movement. Everything also become very fine, very still. Then all the subtle breathing, everything become like almost no more breathing. That is the mind entering pasati. That is stabilize that your mind enters sati. That is what you must develop. The mind enters sati. When the mind enters sati, everything the mind do is in sati. Means every moment of hearing is in sati. Smell, taste, tactile or thought process is all in sati. Even hearing is in sati. Then when you come out of the meditation, everything you do is in sati. Well, the mind is already in sati. Then you can have specific phenomenal awareness. Your seeing is in sati. Hearing is in sati. Smell, taste, tactile, thought process, all in sati. That's what the daily mindfulness is all about. When your mind enters sati, you can do that. Otherwise, you can't. What you want to know? Not important. No, the daily mindfulness is a different practice. When you go into that stillness, is the stability of that thing, understand not? The mind must enter sati. Means you must realize pasati. Pasati is the tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, where the mind doesn't move at all. Understand? You know what is tranquility? Very tranquil, very still. That is pasati. So when your mind is without thought, without movement, you realize the silent mind first, without thought. Then later on, as this one becomes more and more quiet, more and more still, then suddenly you realize the stillness, the tranquility, like everything becomes quiet, still. Like middle of the night, when all the car vibration sound no more, then you can experience that type of stillness. Like the whole nature has become so quiet. You have to realize that stillness of your own mundane mind. Understand? When your own mundane mind become very quiet, no more noise, no more chattering, no more verbalization, no more sankhara activity. That time, that no thought state, silent mind will arise first. Then when you stabilize it, you will realize that stillness, the tranquility. Just like in nature, middle of the night, you suddenly realize it has become so quiet, so still. But that state in the opacity is even more still. That's why it's called tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, the silent mind. Then after you hit that, the mind enters sati. That's why don't do anything. Don't go and do sitting, touching, forget about. Don't go and activate your thought again. Let it be. Just relax and wait, silent. Then that pasati will move until it becomes like no more movement. Then the mind enters sati, means the mind is in sati. Then that time, whatever you do, even in the formal meditation, is like magnified. That sati is like magnified. Then even the subtle breathing like come back to you, you can detect that. This is what I call the higher or more refined sati. When the mind enters sati, it has that sensitivity. That's why that one, in the midst of life, if you have that, you can feel the subtle, the slightest of movement of sankhara, or very slight dislike or aversion, or subtle dislike, all you can feel them. That's why during that time, your mind cannot stir and react anymore. Because it's so sensitive. The slightest thing that this mundane mind want to do, you are aware. And you can feel it. This is leading to stress. You cannot do anymore. Like the Buddha said, the second right effort is what? Right effort to? No. abundance means arise ready. First, right effort. Then you, right effort to abundance. Second one. Prevent it from arising. How to prevent? You think go and suppress it, control it. No. Through understanding, through sensitivity. When you feel it, straight away it ceases because the yoniso manasikara will come. Wisdom at the moment of sense, it will prompt you. This is stress. It will lead to suffering. You cannot let it move anymore. That's why it will prevent it from arising. All this wrong thought cannot arise. The mind has to be in that state of sensitivity. That's why when it enters the tea, it becomes very different. It's very sensitive. If you don't go through, it's very difficult for you to understand. Because you will try to use thought to understand, which is very difficult, very difficult. It's something you have to realize. Otherwise, not easy. Okay, very good. Sadhu, let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, so we end here. Not finished. We'll pass to Yun Chai. Acha Anand say something. Acha Anand say something. Yun Chai.
Acha Anand said that Deva told him. He was waiting for him to report.
Deva
told him that somebody has seen the Dharma already.
Yeah. Sadhu. Wow, very good. Let's rejoice one more time. Sadhu. Do you think it's easy to go into that stillness state, free mind without thought? I tell you. Even monk also cannot do a lot of things. This type of mind is very different. Very, very different. That's why you straight away can go into stillness. You straight away can go into the state of a free mind without thought. Do you think it's easy? But later on, when you hit the third hallmark of winning, you will more amazed when your mundane mind collapses. The mind has no dwelling. It doesn't dwell anywhere. And this type of mind, I can share, I can talk, I can do everything. It's like I didn't do anything. Because inside is hollow. Empty. But from this one, everything come out straight from the heart. You know what is a drum, not? The vibration, the music come from the drum, isn't it? But the drum itself got no vibration, isn't it? It's the tension of the skin, isn't it? But the moment you hit, the vibration come out. The moment you hit, the vibration come out. So Dhamma is like that. When you have that nature ready, whatever that hit, that vibration, music, that Dhamma spring out. That's why I told you, I cannot prepare. When I give talk or whatever, I cannot prepare. I can reflect on some of the point, but I never hold any paper. I never try to remember anything. There and then I will talk. Because this Dhamma comes from that nature, it's not from memory. You have means you have. It will understand one. It will know how to describe things. It will know how to answer things. That's why people, a lot of people, tell me the way I answer meditation question or Dhamma question is very, very different. Very, very amazing and fantastic. Even the monk, Govinda, people ask him to stay back in Malaysia longer to teach. You know what she told the nun and the other lady? He said, no day. You all got Brother Theo here. Where I was sitting at the side. He's very good. He said, where he joined my Cempaka class, I think 2 or 3 sessions. The way I answer, you can listen to the 3 turning, the 4 number through. The way I answer the 2 questions. You go and listen. It was so deep and so complete. The question was very simple. But the answer, very beautiful. So somebody also commented, I think Ingby, he said, such a difficult topic makes so simple. So a lot of these things, not until you have that type of understanding and training, you cannot develop it. You cannot do it. Yeah. Okay? Yeah. So the rest we leave it for next Tuesday. Huh? Okay, let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then we should thank Song for the good sharing. Huh? Also you chant towards the end. Huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us share merit, transfer merit. Huh? Then we will do the blessing for the nation. Then you make your aspiration. Akasata Chabumata Devanaga Mahindika Punyang Tang Anamoditwa Chirang Rakantu Loka Sasana Ita Wata Chaam Ehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabbe Deva Anamodantu Sabba Sampati Siddhya Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Imina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo. Satang samagamo hotu yawa nirvana patiya. We also chant the Devo Vasatukalena, blessing for the nation. Devo Vasatukalena sasa sampati hito cha fito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let's pay respect to Triple Gem, then we end. Thank you.